Dear listeners, welcome. We greet you to another reading in the program series, Find Yourself, Words of Life. Just one sentence can brighten our disposition. The words for the life that we are privileged to read today were written by Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God, in the book, A Lot of Life. We are merely guests on earth, becoming older or being old. A lot of life. Who doesn't want that? That's why this book is directed to every age, to young people who still have their life before them, to people who are in midlife, and also to those who have already had a number of experiences in life. Today's reading begins with the chapter, Youthful is the person who accepts his age. Gabrielle explains about this. To accept old age means not to age. Those who purposefully focus on the higher values of life during the youth and middle age and strive toward them will remain dynamic and youthful in old age. The human being is his body of thought. What he thinks over and over again is what he becomes. Aging begins with the many laments about how disagreeable life is on earth, that it hurries by so quickly, that the material wealth that he, the human being, has so laboriously acquired and that was his life's work, indeed, his life is melting away, and that at the end of his days, he will be alone and perhaps even a beggar. The moaning and lamenting of such a person applies only to his mortality. He speaks of withering and of those who supposedly have trampled what was beautiful in his life. He thinks about the sweetness of his youth, which has now become meaningless in old age, and much more. The one who revolves only around himself is old, no matter how many years are counted in his earthly existence. People who are concerned only with themselves have not lived their lives during their youth and in the middle of their lives during their maturing time. They let themselves be driven by their thoughts, also by their desires, longings, ideas, and passions, and were preoccupied day after day, from morning to evening, solely with themselves and their material mechanisms of conquest. We human beings choose between youth, old age, and being old. The age in years, however, as has now become clear, does not have to be classified as being old. Many an elderly person can still fulfill many things if he held life in his hands during his youth. Therefore, Gabriella writes further, if only we could speak into the heart of the youth, use every stage of your life for your spiritual growth and maturation, because spiritual maturity means happiness and fulfillment in old age. A person who during his youth and middle age has striven for a higher character formation is also able to gather the roses of life in old age, which means to draw more from the source of life each day, because the age that is lived knows no abstention, but the fulfillment of life. Older people who are practiced in learning bring to life in old age the beautiful, valuable times of youth, which leads them more and more to within, toward their eternal homeland. At some point, each of us human beings will feel and experience that we are merely guests on this earth, and that we cannot keep or preserve anything, because at some point in time, the hour comes for everyone when they have to leave everything, both wealth and poverty. Only the true life that is lived is meaningful, not the pleasure of the earthly existence. Words for life that can help us find ourselves. Therefore, we want to repeat once again Gabriella's words for all of us. Only the true life that is lived is meaningful, not the pleasure of the earthly existence.
Gabriele continues, "It is a law of nature that the body's performance decreases over the years. The spirit, however, stays awake and remains alive in the innermost part of the person. Those who have never stopped challenging themselves by viewing and accepting the events of the day as tasks and learning steps will find spiritual renewal in old age and experience the reality that is a gain in life." Gabriele encourages us and gives us hope as she writes, "It is never too late to find the good in ourselves at any age, for life does not come from without, but from within. True life gives us peace and inner certainty that makes us rich in the quality of life. There is security and fascination in understanding, figuring out and living the day. This is the path to the kingdom of God, for every human being is merely a guest on this earth. Even if young people think that they still have many years of time to think about life and old age, from time to time, it would still be appropriate to think about the fact that for everyone the hour comes in which the soul leaves the earth. When this moment will come, nobody knows, whether it will be at a young age or in old age. Those who consider this will already at a young age ask what spiritual growth and spiritual maturity mean. Jesus the Christ gives young and old the invaluable help that everyone can understand. Do not do to others what you do not want to have done to you. Those who keep this ingenious rule of life, who incorporate it into their thinking and behavior and make it the guiding principle in their life and in their earthly existence, will have a life that is rich in experience. Gabriele explains further, "The one who adheres to this axiom refines his senses, his mindset, and way of life. In the world of his thoughts, the wisdoms of life that make life rich become evident. People who apply this rule of life will never be homeless and will not be sad and bitter in old age, waiting for the hour of their passing. The one who fills his life on earth with the rules of life of Jesus the Christ can say, 'Life is everlasting. In Christ, I am eternal life.' It is a law of nature that youth passes away. Youthfulness, however, belongs to the older person who in his youth came to realize that aging is never old age and withering is never spiritual weakness. Although physical strength decreases over the years, the eternal spirit is not impaired by this."
With her opened consciousness, Gabriele feels into every age, and from her rich treasure of experiences gives an advice to young people. It is, never stop learning. Gabriele writes, "Young people in particular long for freedom and happiness. The treasure that can truly give us this preciousness cannot, in the long run, be found in the world. Every search in the world is a risk, and at some point leads to disappointment. The happiness that is sought in the world and believed to have been found resembles a fata morgana, a mirage. You look forward to going to a beautiful oasis. You imagine yourself resting and being refreshed under the canopy of palm trees and finding your homeland there. But as soon as you think you can grasp the place of happiness with your hands, the supposed oasis begins to melt away and proves to be an illusion, a pretense. Who has not already experienced this? What Gabriele explains in the following sentences is a great help. She writes, hence the advice to find happiness and freedom in our innermost being. The applied golden rule of life of Jesus the Christ is the way to the treasure that is the true life. Thus, God, the life, is the key to wisdom and justice. This is true for young people as well as for people in middle age, and likewise for older people. Those who have grasped the meaning of life will never give up, whether in their youth or in old age. The true life, which can also be called unity, has a certain sense of community. Those who strive for community and unity, who keep the golden rule of life in their life on earth, will not be directed against people, nor will they kill an animal, consume the flesh of an animal, or do violence to Mother Earth. People who personify this consciousness will not be loners, but will taste the sweetness of inner life into old age, and thus fill their days, which will then truly be filled with a lot of life. No matter how old we are, we do not miss out on anything if we develop spiritually. On the contrary, we gain life force because we are living. The heart of the one who fills his young heart with the richness of life will continue to beat in a youthful rhythm in old age. At the end of this chapter, Gabriele gives an outlook. It is words that can help us to find ourselves. We read, the world could recover if more and more people would learn to stand with both feet firmly on the ground and be closer to heaven with the head, with the heart. We human beings are on earth to learn and to follow our path of life, which leads us to inner maturity and alertness. Alertness and wisdom are attained only by those who gradually become aware that life is the treasure of eternity and that solely the Spirit can brighten the soul and keep the body youthful. Dear listeners, with these words from the book, A Lot of Life, we are merely guests on earth, becoming older or being old, which contain a totally new perspective on life, we conclude our reading for today. Have these sentences from Gabriele, the emissary of peace from the Kingdom of God, also contributed to brightening your disposition? If yes, then tune in again when it is Find Yourself, Words of Life. Just one sentence can brighten our disposition. Until then, we wish you all the best and a lot of life. A warm greetings in God, and goodbye.